So the last thing we're going to chat about is the SWOT analysis. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, some are maybe familiar with the SWOT analysis, standing for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Sometimes people will do that on a more focused, narrow level, but for an overall annual planning, strategic planning, it's really a great idea to just a sit down piece of paper, have four quadrants, and with your team go over what are the strengths and the weaknesses and the opportunities and threats. Of course, opportunities and threats are often external. Strengths and weaknesses are more internal, but it really gives you an opportunity to focus on, you know, what went great this year, what didn't, and what can we do as we move forward to, you know, continue to work with our strengths and minimize the weaknesses.
You know, and I don't know how you feel about this, but clearly one of our strengths is fashion sense. So,
of course, matching.
Great. Thanks, Kelly.
Excellent.